Welcome to another episode of the Remix My Fitness podcast, where we learn that there's more than one way to train, eat, and live. And as per usual, I am your host, MC Kim. Welcome to week number 20 of the podcast, of the show. How y'all feeling today? How y'all doing? I know it's not summer just yet, but we had a little glimmer, a little glimpse of summer here in Toronto yesterday. It was a beautiful, beautiful day. It was, you know, it was only 19 degrees Celsius, but it felt way warmer than that because the sun was out, it was shining, and it was warm, and everybody was smiling and in a good mood, and it goes to show what a little bit of vitamin D does for all of us, right? And I had a fantastic day. I had an unexpectedly really active day with the fam, with friends. I really couldn't have asked for more. We started the day at 10 a.m. with one of my best buds and his kids, and we went park hopping, believe it or not. We went from park to park to park, checking out different things, checking out the different places, got the kids active, got ourselves active. I found a couple chin-up bars where I can bust a couple chin-ups, do a couple dips, had a little bit of friendly competition. But if I could be honest, it was with my friends, not much of a competition. That was a stab at you guys. And I don't know if you guys listen to the show or not, but I just stabbed you on the show right there. Get on that chin-up game. So I got another fantastic show for you guys here today. I'm pumped, I'm amped, because I'm bringing my first returning guest onto the show. And he was and is the most popular guest that I've brought onto the Remix My Fitness podcast. And if you're guessing if it's Vitamin P Online, then yes. Yes, it is Vitamin P Online. And I brought him back so that he can share some of his knowledge and wisdom, particularly when it comes to veganism, when it comes to vegetarianism, when it comes to pescatarianism, all that good stuff, because that's something that I'm not really well versed in. It's something that I've always, I wouldn't say dreamed of doing, but you know, thought of wanting to at least try for a week or for like a month, and to kind of hear and to hear Vitamin P talk about it more and more, and about his journey and about how he got into it. It gives me renewed hope, I guess, renewed motivation to try it all again. You know, this episode is jam-packed with all kinds of goodness. We talk about workouts, we talk about veganism, we talk about how he got started, you know, and I delve into his thought process of when he first started working out. I'll give you a little tidbit of the episode. He only started doing 15-minute workouts, and it's really interesting to hear how he evolved from the 15-minute workouts to having his own YouTube show now, which is crazy. So definitely go and check out Vitamin P on YouTube at Vitamin P Online. And don't forget to subscribe to this show. Smash that subscribe button on iTunes, on Google Play, on Spotify, whatever good podcast listener that you listen to. Check us out. Hope you stick around. So without further ado, here we go. It's Vitamin P Online. I'm honored and I want to welcome Vitamin P Online back to the show. Vitamin P, what's going on, bro?
You're welcome. What an intro. That, wow, really? The most views on the podcast.
Well, you can't really see podcasts, but you can list the podcast. The most listens.
True, sorry. The most listens. Awesome. That's amazing.
Yeah.
And yes, thanks for inviting me back to the show. I'm happy to be here. And hey, I love the new website. Checked it out. I seen the upgrades. It looks amazing. I love it.
Thanks, man. Thanks, brother. That was a labor of love. Then you can go check out the website at remixmyfitness.com. Thanks for the plug there. So listen, you and I, we've chatted since the last time, quite a few times, but you know, it's been 8 months since you've been back on the show. Tell the listeners, what have you been up to? What have you been up to for 8 months?
Yeah, you know what? I have been doing really well, keeping on track with my healthy eating and trying to, you know, do videos for my channel. You know, I have my channel.
What was that?
Of course,
remind the listeners, what's that channel? What's that channel?
The channel is Vitamin P Online. It's on YouTube. Sign up, Magic's app, and guess what? It's free. It's free. All you got to do is sign up and get the information.
No, I love free. F-R-E-E. That's right.
That's right. Okay. That's right. And so, working out, of course, you know, but yeah, everything's good.
Everything's good. Yeah. And So have you kind of switched some of your workouts up at all? Are you still doing your weight room thing, or have you added any new things to your arsenal there?
Within my workouts, I actually rotate my workouts. So now that it's becoming summertime, I actually don't go as hard. So,
oh, really?
Because the more in the wintertime, I go hard and my legs and I'm, it's a good pain, but, I feel like I worked out. Now I'm kind of easing off. I'm more into it summertime and I'm just actually, yeah. So I have changed my workout now.
That's actually really interesting. Because this is the time when people rev up their workouts and they work out hard. Why do you got to be so different? Why do you got to be so different and do things differently? But I guess
doing it backwards, you know, because when it's summer, I am more busy, mm-hmm. right? So, and I'm doing other things. Like I have my garden that I have to attend to and I DJ as well. So I'm a little more busier as well in the summer. I still have time to work out, but I just take it easy in the summer.
Okay, yeah. So but are you worried about losing your gains or losing the progress that you've made over the winter? Because I mean, I know our summer's short here. Like yeah. when you're talking summer, are you talking like 2-3 months that you're gonna kind of ease things down, or is it that last month of summer that you ease things down?
I'm gonna ease it down from April until August.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, I just won't be going as hard, that's all. And I'll be adding more calisthenics in the summer because I'll be outside more. Mm. So okay. It might kind of changes up. That's kind of how I do it.
Really, really. Okay, so when you lighten the intensity portion, are we talking the number of times you come to the gym or how long you spend in the gym or the amount of weights you're lifting?
Amount of sets that I do.
Amount of sets. But you're still going to the gym, 3, 4, 5 times a week.
Oh, yeah, every day.
Oh, you still go to the gym every day. So that's not. Yep. Eventually, people are listening like, oh, man, this guy is like going to go from every day working out to not working out at all. That's how you made it sound.
I still exercise, but instead of hitting my legs twice a week, I'll hit my legs once a week.
Okay.
And right now, I hit every part twice.
Right.
But now it's going to be once,
Okay. So just like a reduction of reps.
Right, and sets as well.
Oh, sorry, reduction of sets and reps. So would you say you are...
Not necessarily reps, but like, say for example, that when I was going hard for chest, I would do basically like 5 sets. Mm-hmm. Routine that I would do.
Okay.
5 sets flat bench, 5 sets incline. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's the routine that it is, but it ends up being like a total 10 sets, right?
Right.
Where now I'm just doing my chest once a week.
Okay.
So actually, if that's 10 sets times 2, this is what I was doing before, so that's 20 sets a week. Mm-hmm. Now, just to give it a bigger perspective, I'm doing like, right now I'm doing, let's see, just 3 sets.
Three sets. Okay.
Of flat and incline. So that's 6 sets for the week.
Okay.
But I do push-ups and I do other things. Yeah. But like, I'm not going as hard. Like, you know what I mean?
Right, right. You're not hitting the weights as hard as you were before. Right. Right. And how long would you say you've been doing this, like, way of doing things? Like, working out hard and kind of relaxing in the summertime?
You know what? I'll be honest. At one point when I wasn't going super hard, like going to the gym every day, like when I wasn't in the routine I'm in now. So this is the time when I was almost just beginning. I would really only work out from September until like May. And then I would take the rest of the time off.
Okay.
Like, I'm not working. It's summertime. The gym's empty. January comes, everyone's in the gym, right? Summer comes, the gym is empty. I was one of those people. Okay. And I think that was kind of what got me into this kind of routine. But now I don't take time off, but now I just ease back.
Right, right. Okay, very cool. Vitamin P, the theme of today's show, or what I want to talk to you about was, I think what you do better than anyone really I know is doing the little things to get you to where you want to get you towards your goals, particularly within your fitness field. you know, I'm more of the kind of person who once I've decided to do something, I'll just go all in. And
right.
I'll burn like every bridge. I'll be like, all right, I'm going to do like the paleo diet. And I'll just, you know, all paleo instead of I'll throw out all my oil and buy like coconut oil and all that kind of stuff like that. And then when I fail, like, then I look like a fool. Right. But you do it. And I've like, for me, I noticed like a pattern where when it came to your own fitness, why don't you tell listeners like how you got into it? Because that's something I think your story is something that everyone strives to do and what we try to preach, especially within the fitness realm. But you're the one that's doing it. So why don't you tell the listeners what you're doing?
I'll try to go back to the beginning when I first started going to the gym. Mm-hmm. Let's say on a regular basis. So when I first started going to the gym on a regular basis, let's say in the very beginning, I would go to the gym and probably work out, but kind of lose interest, right? Mm. I guess maybe being there too long or whatever. So what I started to do is cut the time down on how long I'd be at the gym. So to be very honest, I started off just working out 15 minutes a day. This was every day, Monday to Friday. I would just do 15 minutes. And I know it sounds weird, but I actually do 15 minutes. And I would leave.
15 minutes, 1-5.
1-5.
Okay.
So it was just one exercise. I wouldn't even really be breaking a sweat, to be honest. Know what I mean? But it was easy, right? And so I did that. I can't even remember how long I did that for. But eventually, that became too easy. So I guess I just ramped it up. So I would combine two of those workouts together, and I would end up working out for like 30 minutes, for say, for example. Built up to 30 minutes, and eventually I just got to 45 minutes, which is what I'm at now. I work out for like 30 to 45 minutes. Is this kind of what I? Yeah.
So when you first started, like, you were working out 15 minutes. How many times a week?
Okay, let's say in the very beginning it was like 3 days a week.
3 days a week. So let's hypothetically speaking, like Monday, Wednesday, Friday is when you work out. What kinds of things were you doing?
So I was doing full body workouts.
Okay.
So we'd be just doing like, basically it was bench press, squat, shoulder. I would also do a deadlift. And just all the compound movements, shoulder press. Yeah. So I would just do the compound movements when I would go.
Okay.
So I would do, like, say, for example, and this is 3 days a week. So I would do bench press, squat, shoulder press, and deadlift, but not heavy deadlift. So I would do them with the dumbbells. Mm-hmm. Right. And then I would finish off with some bicep curls and tricep pull down.
Okay. And you doing that for 15 minutes.
Right.
One, did you notice any difference in your body? And two, do you remember like how long it took for you to actually kind of see something by doing 15 minutes?
I think, you know what, in the very beginning, honestly, I started with like 30-pound dumbbells, right? So, and that felt heavy. But as the weeks went by, I did see that my strength was like improving. I was going up in weight. I would say within a month, I was noticing strength improvements.
Okay. What about in terms of your own personal like body transformation? You notice anything different?
I didn't notice much difference at that point. Okay. I just felt that I was getting stronger. But yeah, I mean, honestly, I probably looked in the mirror and said, oh, yeah, but no. I think I noticed strength more than physical improvement.
And was that the turning point where you wanted to say, okay, you know what, let me bump it up to 30 minutes? Or was it, you know, I'm not really noticing anything, but I noticed other than me getting stronger, I wonder what will happen if I bump it up to 30 minutes? Was that like, what was like, how did you decide to go from 15, 30?
I think it was just too easy.
Oh,
it was
okay.
15 minutes was too easy. And I had to kind of, and as well, I eventually got bored of that very simple exercise that I was doing because it was more of a circuit type of training, right? So I think at that point I started to look into doing combining exercises together, like just combining bench press and a pull up together and stuff like that.
Okay.
So I kind of mixed it up a little bit.
You mean you remixed it up a little bit?
Yeah, definitely remixed it.
Sorry.
So I guess I got bored of that exercise, so I changed it.
You changed it up. Okay. Okay. All right. And then when would you say that you started to notice like the biggest difference? When you bumped it up to 45, like that was like the magic number, you would say? Or
I would say, yeah, once I got to 40 pounds, I was definitely noticing the difference at that point. Not only was I stronger, but I was definitely noticing some gains at that point once I got up to like 40 pounds. Mm-hmm.
So, you know, last week I covered a question. I get that question all the time. How long should I work out for? Like, what is the perfect length of time? So last week on my podcast, I just said that there was no length of time. Don't go into the length of time. There's no perfect time, but.
There is no perfect time. That is
no,
true.
I mean, but you like maybe it's 45 minutes, right?
Of working out?
Yeah, of working out.
Oh, for time.
Yeah, for time. Like in terms of time, you know?
Yeah, it's really personal preference. 45 is for me. Mm. That's what I do.
Because unless I'm doing in a class, I almost never look at the clock ever. I just go until I need to go.
It depends on everyone's situation because I only have an hour.
That's true too.
I only have 2 minutes to get changed and then I got like maybe 10 minutes to shower. I really calculated on my time. Mm. I actually run down the stairs, okay?
Okay.
I don't have time to wait for the elevator. I'm running down the stairs. I'm like really running out, like spinning, like holding onto the bar and spinning myself down, skipping steps.
Yeah, that's you're doing your pre-workout there. You're doing your dynamic stretches.
Get my little cardio going on there, exactly.
Yeah, okay, okay.
You know, I can change really quickly because I'm on a time limit, so... Mm-hmm.
What I find very interesting is that you took these small approaches where I would say generally in terms of time and getting into it, as a fitness coach, it's something that I always, I'm sure myself and a lot of people, you know, when someone starts exercising for the first time, or, you know, I'm sure you've gotten a lot of questions too, like, how do I get started? Right. People are just so amped and they want to do, they think they need to be in the gym for like an hour, 2 hours. Like I just saw that last week where this couple came in and, you know, they didn't join a gym for a long time. And they were working out and man, they were in the gym for like 2 hours doing a wide array of things. And I just couldn't help but look. And I went over and I offered help. Like I was kind of like, just, I was chatting with them. I found out they were from the Philippines, and we were chatting because I went to the Philippines, and I was telling them, I'm a fitness coach, and you know, if you have any questions, like let me know. And they're like, okay, cool. They didn't ask me anything,
right?
And I offered because just like the wide array of mix of exercise, and I knew it was their first day, and I was thinking like they are going to be crazy sore, you know, like I don't think people as like first time people or people who haven't done, you know, traditional forms of exercise, I don't think they realize how sore they can get. Mm-hmm. I made that mistake very early on in my career where like I didn't like properly warn people. I just told people like, oh, you're gonna be sore. And then they'll be sore the next day when like unexpected, like, oh my God, like I'm really sore. And then they get really scared on the second and third day.
Right.
And I've had people call me and be like, Jimmy, I'm really sore. I'm like, yeah, that's normal. And they're like, no, I think I'm gonna go to the hospital. Like I tell him, look, yes, if he doesn't feel right, go to the hospital.
Right.
But you know, what you have is like delayed onset muscle soreness. Like, no, right. Like it hurts to like sit down onto the toilet and get back up. And I was just like, in my mind, I'm just like, yes, it's delayed onset muscle soreness. But for,
that's what it is.
You know, I just want to be like, suck it up just a little bit.
That's exactly what the doctor's going to tell them it is.
Yeah. I know, you know, and now like I just warn them. And I'm just like, you're going to be sore. Like, yeah. And I'm like, no. You're going to be really sore. Don't worry. It's normal. And
right,
it helps, and I find like this is the first line of like trust we built. I built with them, just like you're gonna be really, and then They're like, you weren't kidding about that soreness. I'm like, yeah.
That's the interesting thing. I think as well, me doing that 50 minutes, I would be very, very sore, right? So even though I didn't do a lot, it hurt, the next day, And in the beginning, when everyone works out, depending on how hard the pain is, you won't work out. But if the pain isn't, it's there, but you can go through it. Like I was work, it's painful in the beginning. I don't. So yeah, even you know what? Yeah, that's probably the thing that scares people away.
Yeah, for sure. But,
You know?
kind of going back to what I was saying, it's just you're one of the few people that I will actually be like, yeah, I'm gonna take it easy. I'm gonna ease my way into it a little bit, rather than, knuckleheads like myself, which is like, all right, you know what, I'm just gonna do it for like 4 or 5 hours and see what happens. Because you took that same approach with becoming a vegan. You were a meat eater from before. You ate all the meats. And again, and I've tried this going, I was like, I tried being like a vegan or a vegetarian, I'll say, and I'll just go full vegetarian from being a full-on meat eater, and what's gonna happen? I'm gonna fail, right? But for you actually set some things aside and was like, in the last episode you described it as like, you took pork out first, right? Then you took the next thing out, and then the next thing out, and yeah, you took it step by step, just like you did with the workouts.
True. And you know what? What was I gonna say? I was gonna say, oh, I just got a blank.
My mom used to always tell me that that wasn't important. That's what you couldn't hear, that's what your brain couldn't remember.
What was I gonna say?
It's all good. We can always edit it back in once you remember. We can always edit it
We'll
back
edit
in.
this part.
It's my show. I can do what I want.
Yeah, but no, this is what I wanted to say. All right, here we go. I had tried to become a vegetarian, I kid you not, probably 20 times. I kid you not. I did those things where I was like, okay, I'm vegetarian now. And it would last for 2 days, 1 day, one. I've done that so many times. So I think I said, you know what? I'm just gonna do this differently this time. Okay. I'm gonna take one thing out at a time and see, how far I can go, And it's amazing how good that approach is if you don't want to eat meat. Now, we're not saying not to eat meat because it's bad. We don't want to, become those like angry vegetarians, like you're eating the animal. Like, if you want, I've even looked at studies and you know what? Meat eaters, vegetarians, a lot of them, we all live until we're 90 and 100. And they eat meat, right? So we're not saying, we're not trying to tell nobody not to eat meat. This is if you want to become a vegetarian. Right? So the best thing to do if you want to do it isn't to go full blown into it. It is 100% just taking things out one by one, like you're saying. That's exactly what I did. Just took the bacon out, then I took the red meat out. Chicken was the hardest. I was on a chicken for the longest. And then once I got, because everything is chicken, right? Chicken, everything. And yeah, I think once you get over chicken, that is when the magic happens. Because then, you're over it. You're over it. You can do fish, is what I was doing in the very end. And then I can't even believe it. People still can't believe it, and it's weird.
So you just said fish at the very end. You're not eating fish anymore either? Whoa. Okay, 'cause that's new from the last show. Last show you were still eating fish.
So I was eating fish, but no, I cut that out. So, because honestly, in last year, January, I was a vegetarian. That was the goal. So from January till April, I was ate no meat at all, but then I fell back in April. Wasn't bad though, because I was just eating fish, right? So from April to August, and that's when we were doing my show, I was eating fish within that time, but maybe like 2 times a week. And then after August, I went back and I was a vegetarian, well, of sorts, and yeah, I'm vegan again. No, now I'm vegan.
Okay. And what prompted you to take fish out? Because that's always like fish is always like a debate, I find, whether it is a friendly like vegan vegetarian meal.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, like it's actually a pescatarian that eats fish. A vegetarian, they don't eat
Okay.
any fish. And vegans, no fish either. But fish is probably it's not a land animal, right? So it's looked at differently, right?
Okay.
Because it's a fish and
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
not animal on the land, right?
Okay.
That's why people, it can be on the fence topic, and they talk about you need B12, which is in the fish,
Right.
which I do take supplements. Honestly, I don't notice a difference. I just take it because I'm not eating fish anymore. So
Okay.
B12s, I don't know. It's supposed to make me, I don't know. I mean, B12 takes the protein to the muscle, I believe, right? Or something like that. I can't remember, but it's important.
I'll Google it and then I'll slide my answer in.
Yeah,
Like,
it does
no,
something.
actually, it's no, I don't really know either. I don't
Yeah,
I
very
can't I can't get into
nutrient.
that. I can't get into that. That's like too
Yeah.
much. That's too much. Just like
I should that kind
pump
of
your
stuff.
weights, eat your food, and that's it, you know? That's really it. Okay. And the fish you just took out because you didn't want to eat fish anymore, or
Well, the goal was to basically eliminate all animals for me,
eliminate all animals. Okay.
including the fish. But the
Including the
fish was the
fish.
longest. I held on to that one, I'm
Yeah.
like, it's okay, it's not like, it's like if they come out of water, they die. It's not like we're not like an animal, kill it, right? It's like it dies on its own. They don't even take care of their own babies. I mean, it's fine, right? I convinced myself, but then I was like, nah,
You couldn't, eh? Okay.
I tried to find the best way to help me, because even I'll tell you the truth, when I was trying to stop eat meat, I love animals, right? But that wasn't the main reason. I was just wanting to do it because I just felt that it was a healthier option, my personal opinion, And I've always envied vegetarians and vegans. I always wanted to be one. So when I was trying to change over, I would watch those gruesome videos, what they do to the animals. But then the joke is, I'm watching it at the same time I'm eating a burger. So the connection, I'm seeing it, but I look at this is not the same thing. This is a burger. This is not, it didn't, you know what I mean? And I didn't feel sorry, so that didn't work. It didn't work. I knew, and I was like, because remember the vegans are like, oh, the animals, right? It didn't help. Like, and it was bad. It's awful. I was seeing it, and I was like, oh, this is awful. But there was no connection there.
Yeah,
So that
but this burger tastes so good.
it's so good,
Yeah.
right? So that wasn't the solution for me. Me, it was just saying, I'm just gonna take it out one at a time.
Okay. That worked and that's amazing. And again, if I find like another correlation, wouldn't you say that was like the same thing with your workout journey? Like you didn't just I'm sure you must have tried working out before too and just didn't really work, right?
Yeah, no, definitely. Like you were saying, how when you just begin and you go too hard, I think that's the problem. When I was, in the very beginning of working out, you'd go super hard. You'd only do chest and arms. You'd be sore for a week. You'd go back and do chest and arms again, and so I made all those mistakes. I wanted to be more consistent that time around. I really wanted to do it, and I kind of. You had to envision myself doing it. Like, no, I'm gonna go and I'm gonna. And you know what? Actually, I almost forgot to mention, I actually had this booklet which said on it was 15-minute workouts from Men's Health Magazine, right? One of those booklets. And that actually helped as well because they had these little small exercises that I could do. That's what it is. It's the routine. Have a routine, they get bored, they don't know what to do, or they'll just do arms and chest and get bored of it. So I don't know. I think a routine is very important because I've always had a routine. I think that's what got me going. I had a routine, and then eventually I got bored of that routine, and I would try to find another one. And then I started making my own, and now I'm at the point where I make my own routines, right? Yeah.
Okay, so when you're talking like routines, like do you do that? You have like a week where you do the same workouts, or do you have like a month or so, or look, every Monday you're gonna do this, every Tuesday you're gonna do that?
Yeah, I do. Basically, okay, so let me tell you my workouts changed right now. Now I'm doing full body exercises, but say on a when I was going hard, I was doing basically upper body, lower body split. So I would do on Mondays, I would do it'd be a upper body workout. So I'd do chest, I do pull-ups in that one. I would do rows, bench press, of course. I think I said that raise. So it's just an upper body workout. I would have to really show you guys how I do it, but Tuesdays I would do my lower body. So I would do squats, lunges, I would do deadlifts as well. I would do like my core, so abs and stuff like that as well. Wednesday, which is like my rest day, I would do a circuit, which is just like a circuit I would just run myself through. Nothing too heavy, because I'm kind of feeling a little sore, right? But easy little circuit on the Wednesday. And then Thursday, I would do that upper body workout again. So that whole chest upper body workout. Friday, I do my legs again. I go as heavy as I can. Like I go hard, basically. Yes.
And this, I think this, the tag, one of the taglines to, or the tagline to the show is, there's more than one way to train, eat, and live. Because, and for you're someone that needs that routine and needs to know what to do and how to do that. And like, I'm the total opposite. Like, I hate having a routine. I hate,
Really?
I hate having a routine, which is why I don't really look at the time. I just go, most of the time I usually go how I feel, or like I'll cross train between the weight room to strongman to Olympic lifts to like jiu-jitsu and martial arts and all those things like that. And on any given week, depending on where I am or which gym I'm located or where I'm teaching, there are different tools that are available to me, and I kind of like that. I like just being like, oh, in any given day, I'm in a two or three different gyms. So in those two, three different gyms, they look the same. They don't look the same. They don't feel the same. It's a different vibe, and like I like to feed off that vibe, and then I make the workouts that I want to work out. And I
That's
tried.
dope.
Sorry.
No, saying, yeah, that's dope.
And that works for me because I wanted to try something different a couple months ago. I'd say in November, from November to end of January, I just did like a systematic, like Monday I'm gonna do this, Tuesday I'm gonna do this, Wednesday I'm gonna do this,
Workout
doing that
routine or
plan.
just like
Sorry?
a daily plan or like a
Yeah, I made a
workout?
daily plan, and it was,
Okay.
and because I knew where I was, like I picked the gyms that I was like, okay, I'm here the most often, the most consistent. Out of these gyms, they have these tools. I can do these moves. And I started like tracking and putting in the weights, and I would look the next week and I would make sure that I would do like 5 more reps, 10 more reps, or add like 2.5 pounds, whatever it was. I would always try to like increase. And I hated it. I hated it. It was just like, it was, but I forced myself to do it because I wanted to see like, I'm not, what would happen? Like, would there be a difference? And then there was a difference. But what's funny is now I'm off of it and I'm back to doing my own regular routine. And again, I'm seeing a difference now, so it's like, I'm just, whether I'm doing that or whether I'm doing this, I know that I have to remix my own workouts and remix the way I think about my own fitness. And I'll jump in and like I will work out with somebody in the gym that I know. You and I, we haven't worked out yet, but
Yeah, we got a
we'll do
workout,
that.
man. Yeah, we can do it.
But one guy, like he I asked him like, let's work out together, and he's like, yeah, for sure. And he's in really good shape. And I said, look, I'm looking to just kind of switch things up and work out. I don't really work out with people either. So
Right.
So I was like, wanting to work out with somebody and see how that goes. And yeah, he had printed this out, and it was a superhero workout, right?
Oh, shoot. That
Yeah.
sounds scary.
Yeah, it was superhero workout. It was like a Captain America, it was, arm workout.
Oh my gosh, those are hardcore, man.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure I mentioned this to you, but I hate working out arms. Arms is like one of my I hate it. I'll avoid it at all costs to work out arms. And
Wait, what? The,
sorry?
our arms?
Yeah, I don't like working out arms.
I don't do arms much.
Oh, you don't do arms either? Yeah. I don't
Oh,
like I don't do arms.
honestly, my arm routine, 3 sets of 8 reps,
Yeah.
man. My, that was it.
I'll be lucky if I get in a set of bicep curls or tricep presses in a month.
Oh, yeah.
I avoid it like the plague.
Hey.
But this dude, he every other workout, or probably every at least twice a week, 3 times a week,
Yeah.
we were doing arm workouts.
Oh,
And it was like
okay.
a list of like 10, 12
Whoa.
arm workouts.
Okay,
Granted,
that's a
my arms felt jacked for
that's a
that.
yeah, that's definitely okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't hit
So
my arms. Yeah, that's a lot.
I'll shout out to Demetrius for that. And it came out at the perfect time, because I was doing like this photo shoot thing, and arms look good.
Oh, okay. Well,
So,
yeah, you can get the arms
but you
pumped,
know what?
then
Like,
yeah.
he didn't know that, and I had no intention of doing it. I asked if I could work out with him. He said yes, and I said I'll just follow whatever you're doing. And I want to turn off my brain and just be like, all right. Granted, I was looking at the workout. I was just like, I couldn't help but to like critique it a little bit. It's like, and it wasn't because it wasn't his workout. He was something he got off the net. I was just like, oh man, I wouldn't put combos like this together and blah blah blah. And I was like, all right, no, Jimmy, like, shut it all off, shut it down, and just do the work, right? So, that was good for me. So now you're like, you're cooling things down on your end for the workouts. And now you have your diet like honed in to the way you like it now, or are you looking to make some more changes for your own food?
Now I still have challenges with food. Like I'm still trying new things because I'm still fairly new. So I'm just still trying to get used to trying new things, even
Okay. Like new vegetables and things like that.
yeah, new vegetables like dragon fruit, and I look at it, I'm like, ew, but I gotta try to see if I like it, right?
Right. Have you tried dragon fruit yet?
Honestly, I bought it, but I didn't end up eating it. It went bad. I threw it
Oh,
away, and so,
I'll hook
and
you
it's
up.
not around all the time,
No, it's not. It's not. I'll hook you up.
So,
I'll hook you up. Next time
yeah.
I hit that my Asian markets, I'll
Yeah.
find the juiciest looking dragon
All
fruit and make
right.
sure you eat
Yeah.
it.
I'm trying new things.
Yeah.
I want to. There's so much fruits and veggies. I mean, the meats, it's just beef, chicken, and pork. But the fruits and
That you
veggies,
own.
there's thousands of them,
Right.
right?
Yeah.
So,
What's something that's like different that you've tried, that you actually tried?
oh, as an
Fruit
that
or
I have
vegetable?
tried, a new one. This is gonna sound silly. Bok choy, bok
Bok
choy.
choy. Okay.
I know everyone's like, "Come on, really?" I'm like,
Yeah, okay. What did you think of it?
it's great.
It's
It's
great.
good. I have it. I get it from this place at work, so I get it kind of like in a teriyaki. So I'm not. I
Okay,
don't know if
okay.
I'm giving it away, but I just get like bits of it.
Okay. I thought maybe you cooked it yourself.
Oh no,
No,
no. I
no.
haven't tried that yet. I'm not. I don't know. Maybe I'll try. Maybe I'll try. I don't know.
I bet you like it better like cooked yourself.
I don't know.
You know,
You think so?
what you'd like for sure. You'd like Chinese broccoli. You ever have Chinese broccoli before?
It's broccoli. I have regular broccoli.
Yeah, no. I think Chinese broccoli is way better. It's like the, it's more, I don't know how to describe it. It is like, you know the root of the broccoli?
Yeah.
The stem part, or the, not the crown portion, but the other portion. So
Yeah.
think of that as like maybe like pencil thin,
Okay.
right? And it's got like leafy branches coming out of it.
Oh.
It's more like leafy, but
Okay.
it's the stalk, It's the stock of the Chinese broccoli that's really good, man. Like you, whether you steam it or you fry it or whatever, it's like got a nice crunch to it. And you just feel like you're eating like a hearty plant.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's really good. It's really good. It's got like a nice taste to it.
Okay.
Yeah,
Yeah, I'll
yeah.
try that one.
Yeah, I'll see if I can get make you my Chinese broccoli dish. But you know, Chinese broccoli dish is like something you gotta eat like fresh. Like you gotta eat it like when it's piping hot. Not like when it's you set it aside, you put it in your fridge, it gets all soggy and stuff, right?
That's
Yeah.
true. That's true.
Okay.
No, I'm looking for that. Yeah, to bring it by, bring it for
Yeah,
lunch.
some bok choy, eh? That's the newest thing. Yeah.
I'm trying to think. I'm like, honestly, I try to keep things familiar. I don't
Yeah.
try to, I'm trying to try new things.
Yeah,
You know what I
yeah.
mean?
Well, you by you taking stuff out, you know, of like becoming a vegan, it's gonna force you to eat new things, right?
Not new things, just things that I liked that I wasn't eating,
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know?
Okay.
Like, you know, asparagus and bell peppers and tomatoes, but they wasn't eating all those things. Like, I wouldn't even know what I was eating before. Honestly,
You're just
I
eating like
wasn't eating.
meat.
I wasn't eating good, man.
Okay.
I wasn't eating good, you
Okay.
know, before.
You
With
want.
just what would change was the meats.
Okay. Dude,
But it'd
I
be
got a show idea for you, man. I'm gonna ask you live on the podcast, and then I want like a real answer.
All
What
right.
if? Because Vitamin P, who's got a YouTube show, a YouTube
Yep.
channel, what if
Yep.
you did like a blindfold challenge, and got like a friend to like make some food for you, like try new th like nothing like crazy, but just kind of like, you know, things you haven't tried before,
Yeah.
blindfold it and just be like, all right, okay, this looks all right, and you know this tastes good, and get your review on it and see how that goes.
I like that
Yeah, man.
idea.
See, I'm always thinking, man. I'm always thinking of you here. I
I hope
watch
you
that.
use that.
Sorry,
I hope you don't mind if I use that.
dude. I'm telling you to use that. I'm telling you to use
Okay.
that. Because I think that would be the best to see someone who you know, like I'm not saying you don't go and try new things, but like
No, I don't. I don't.
you
I
don't.
don't.
Okay, so you don't. So that's the
I'm
best.
not
That's the
gonna
best is
lie.
someone who doesn't
I
try
don't.
new things and you
One
force
thing
them to try new
before, I was
things.
like, nah. You know, I don't. I'm not gonna lie. I don't try new things when it comes to food. I keep it familiar.
Okay.
Yeah,
All right.
that's true.
So you know, before I let you go, you know, there's a couple more things I want to just touch on. One, what's going on with the Vitamin P channel? Why don't you give listeners a little bit of an update, man?
Well, I broke my camera, so I am getting my camera fixed. I actually bought a GoPro, to be honest, but GoPro, the video does not work on my channel or on my editing
Oh
software.
no.
No, it
Oh
doesn't work on
no.
my. So I gotta return it. I gotta take my camera and get it fixed. But videos are coming soon. I'm actually gonna be doing workout videos. And you inspired me to do that, actually. You
Oh,
know,
okay.
the
I'm
next day I
glad I
brought my
inspired somebody, though.
yeah the next day I brought my GoPro into the gym,
Okay.
set it up. I got the recording. Like, I
Yeah.
have the recording. It looked amazing. Can't, doesn't work.
Doesn't work.
So
Like
now.
what? Okay. We'll talk off air because like I know I've edited. I have a Mac and all that stuff. I've edited before, so I can't see why you can't edit on yours. On you're using what, iMovie?
It's the GoPro,
Yeah, the
basically.
GoPro. I use GoPro. I've used the GoPro on my laptop, on my Mac.
What series is it? Which model?
I don't know. I'm not a tech guy. I
And
know
so
it's a GoPro.
the new ones, you have to convert the video to make it work. Yeah.
Oh man. Technology, man. Technology.
Yeah.
Live
Yeah.
workouts,
Don't
man. That's
worry.
what you gotta do.
No, I'm gonna be doing some workout videos, honestly, because I looked at my channel. I'm like, I don't have any workout videos.
You got
That's
one,
what
I think, don't you?
you're hinting. You're like, yo, it's workout, yo. So, yeah, I'm gonna
Okay.
be doing a lot of that.
All
I
right.
promise.
So we got the workout videos coming up for the Vitamin P channel and
I'm gonna be garden again this
Okay.
summer. I'll be up in the garden a lot with my videos and stuff like that.
Yeah. Big
I'm gonna be
gardener.
interviewing people as well.
Okay.
Hope to be doing that. Interviewing people.
Yeah, interviewing people.
Yeah.
I know someone you can interview. He's pretty good.
Yes, don't worry. You're gonna be my first guest.
Yeah.
Seriously.
Okay. I gotta call Demetrius and be like, yo, man, I need those arm workouts again. You give me a month's notice. Give me a month's notice.
No, you'll be fine. You'll be fine.
Okay. Cool. And then for everything else, like you're still DJing. So if you're ever in Toronto, you gotta check out Vitamin P DJing.
Not every week, but DJ. I DJ right now. I'm at the Beer Market on the Esplanade. Come and check me out. Uh-huh. I'll actually be there this weekend. I don't know when this video is coming out, but okay. I'll be there Friday.
Yeah. Dude, if someone comes up to you, like, you gotta get that on tape. Just be like, hey man, I heard you on the Remix My Fitness podcast at a KT show. Oh my god.
100%
I would just stop what I'm doing and be like, I made it. That's it. I made it. Okay, cool. So the very last thing, you know, I'm gonna cut the mic to you here. Is there something, anything you want the listeners to, you know, drop us down with some words of wisdom here from Vitamin P, and you know, get these people like hyped up to work or to work towards their goals, their fitness goals, their health goals.
All right, I would say that. If you haven't started, it's never too late. Even if you're just thinking about what it could be like when you are working out every day and eating healthy, even if you're just thinking about it, that's probably the first step. After that, take it slow. Don't cold turkey rush into whatever you're doing. If it is becoming a vegetarian or vegan, take the baby steps. Do things one at a time. Ease yourself into it. Watch Remix My Fitness and listen. Or start not watch. Listen to the podcast. Listen, not watch. Listen. It's got some good information. Jimmy has the information, guys. You know what I mean? And you know what? There's people out here to help, like Vitamin P Online as well. You know what, guys? Just keep pushing. Don't give up. That's it.
And look, if you're going to take any lessons from anybody, you know, definitely Vitamin P. You know, taking it slow and easing into it, it's easier said than done, and it's amazing to actually hear from somebody who actually practices what he preaches and practices what a lot of us fitness coaches preach too, and to see that you've gotten the results that you've gotten, you are happy with it, you know, and you've been enjoying the actual process of it, right? You're enjoying the steps that has come to it, and then that's the message that I want to get across, to show that there is this way to go about doing things, and you're living proof of that. So, you know, I thank you for coming on the show and sharing your story again. And I'm sure, just like the last time, this will go through the roof, and people will be clamoring to get you to come back, right?
Yeah, hopefully we'll see. You know, but you know, hope everyone enjoyed this interview, and yeah, hopefully I'll be back.
Okay, so definitely go and check out Vitamin P online on YouTube and on Insta. Where can they find you on social?
Social, it's vitamin_p_online. Sorry for all the underscores. Give me on Instagram. That's all I really have for my social medias, right?
Okay, very cool. So on YouTube, on Insta, that's all you really need anyway. Like, you know, you can't be everywhere. You can't be on Facebook, Snapchat, and I heard there's other one. That's coming up, you know, just like, it's just too much. Just pick one. We should all just be part of the big hive and just everyone sees everything. No, we should not be that. Definitely. Okay. So thanks for coming on the show. Vitamin P Online on YouTube, vitamin_P_online on Instagram. Yeah, that double underscore. It. Don't forget it. Yep. All right. Thanks for coming on the show, Vitamin P.
All right. Peace.
Okay. Peace. And that's it. That's another episode. That is another week to the Remix My Fitness podcast. You know, I would love to hear from you. You know, as I always do, you can always hit me up at mckim@remixmyfitness. That's mckim@remixmyfitness.com. And of course, on social, on Facebook, on Instagram, @remixmyfitness. I love getting the comments. I love getting the questions. I just love even just getting a hello from y'all. It lets me know that people are listening and you're getting some use out of the information that I'm putting out there on the show here today. So enjoy another week. Be safe. Be good. All that good stuff. And of course, for this week, like every week. Go out, set some goals, challenge yourself, and don't forget to have fun. Peace.